All right, another major category, vitality and attractiveness. Now check this out. See what this includes. They're looking for a person who is adventurous, someone who has a nice body. They're outgoing, they're sexy, they're attractive, they're a good lover. I know some people might be thinking, wait a minute, hold up. Should you be talking like that? I mean, talking about being sexy and a good lover. How many of you, including those of you who are born again, have absolutely no interest? I mean, no interest whatsoever, and never have had an interest in having a partner, a mate, who pleases you sexually. That just never mattered to you. Never, ever mattered. You know, for most people, male and female, younger and older, it's important to have sex that is pleasing to them. Now, you have some people who are wild, undisciplined, and they have their minds made up before and after they exchange wedding vows that they're going to get their sexual satisfaction by being with whoever they want, whenever they want. And they have their minds made up before the exchange of vows that they are not going to be faithful and loyal to their spouse. You have a lot of women and a lot of men who are just like that. How much time, energy could have been saved, not to mention the impact on the person's self-esteem? How much of that could have been saved, salvaged, if the person had just made a commitment to being loyal to the spouse? Some people want sexy. Their partner. This is what they're looking for. Someone who's sexy, a good lover. Check this out. They want them to live an attractive lifestyle. Yep. Attractive lifestyle. Sporty, athletic, confident. They're looking for someone who is independent, ambitious, interesting, spontaneous, enjoys having good fun, has a good sense of humor, and they're assertive. All of that coming under that broad category of someone who is, whose life is that of a person who has great vitality and attractiveness. Assertive, confident, independent. That really caught my attention. Independent. I wish they had gone a little deeper and told us what they mean by that, because when some people say they are independent, particularly when it comes from certain women, when they say to a man that they're planning to marry or they have already married, I'm independent, a lot of times that is code for, I am not going to cooperate with you. Not only am I going to refuse to submit to you, I'm not even going to cooperate with you. I'm going to do my thing. Doesn't matter to me that we're married. Doesn't matter to me that you put a ring on my finger and I put one on your finger. I'm still going to do me. What do they mean by independent? But ambitious. And I was really captivated again by attractive lifestyle. Here's another broad category, and I'm going to give you the category. This time, tell me what you think would be included in this, in this broad category. Status and resources. We talked about warmth and trustworthiness. Just finished talking about vitality and attractiveness. And now, status and resources. What comes under that category? How about the person has a good job? They're financially secure. They have a nice house or apartment. They're of the appropriate ethnicity. What would constitute appropriate ethnicity for you? You personally now don't. And I guess there's a lot that comes into play there, because some people are going to think only about one thing. Okay, ethnicity doesn't really matter to me, because I can be just as happy with a Hispanic as I can with an Asian, as I can with a black, a white, someone from the Middle East. It doesn't matter to me as long as we are truly compatible. I truly love that person truly loves me. We have enough in common that we are truly compatible. We have common values. We live by certain principles and morals that we both share in common. We are truly compatible. And you can't go by ethnicity alone in determining compatibility. There are plenty of people who are of the same ethnicity, plenty of couples, I should say, who are of the same ethnicity, but they don't share the same principles and values and morals. Now, they may talk the same principles and values and morals, but they don't believe in truly living the same principles and values and morals. One of them says, this is what I've truly embraced. And you can tell by their lifestyle that those values, those principles, those morals really are important to them. Someone else says, these are important to me, but they live in such a way as to let you know that those principles, those morals, those values are not important to them as far as how they live. They want people to think they value those principles, those morals, those values, but their lifestyle makes it clear those principles and values and morals are not truly important to them. Because if they were truly important to them, they'd live them. Like the people we read about in scripture that talks about the folks who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of godliness. They will not live a godly life themselves. But they try to make it seem like godliness is important to them. Principles, morals, and values that people say they have, but refuse to live. Status and resources, appropriate ethnicity. And you can have folks who are the couples who are of the same ethnicity, but they're on two totally different pages when it comes to values, morals, principles. But under status resources, we also have they're successful, they dress well, and they are the appropriate age. Appropriate age, what would you say is too wide a gap when it comes to difference in age? I know a lot of people are very close in age, you know, maybe not necessarily exact same age, but maybe 2 years apart, maybe 3 years apart, oh, a year apart. What do you suppose is just too wide a gap? And why do you say that is too wide a gap? 10 years, 8 years, 12 years? What's too wide a gap? And from your perspective, what makes it too wide a gap? Now, I'm not saying or even suggesting that there's no such thing as too wide a gap. I'm simply asking you your perspective, your take on it. Is there such a thing as too wide of an age gap? And if so, what is it? What is that too wide of an age gap? And what makes it too wide of an age gap? I know some people think, for example, about, well, sex. So if a person marries someone who is 20, 25 years older than they are, how much of their married life will they be able to spend enjoying sexual intercourse with them? Before, possibly, the older person is no longer able to perform. That's a thought, that's a question, but keep in mind, we've talked about this before. There are people who, I mean, in their 70s, have a strong interest in sex and are sexually active, males and females, in the 70s, sexually active. Nothing wrong with that and nothing unusual about it. Now, what really helps, of course, with all of us is if we maintain an active lifestyle so that we keep the blood flowing well, the oxygen flowing well, et cetera, do some weightlifting, things like that, to keep a good level of testosterone since that helps with libido and everything that goes into helping sex work and all of that. But for some people, you know, all things considered, all things being equal, it's nothing for people to be into their 70s and 80s and be functioning well sexually And the question just becomes, well, how much longer will they be on the earth, period? But beyond that, so what do you say? 20 years, 30 years? What's too wide of an age gap? 18 years? Of course, we know that people can be in their 30s and 40s and the sex ain't working right. And it could be for any number of reasons. Maybe someone has diabetes. Maybe one of the partners is so unfaithful, so untrustworthy that they're repulsive to the partner who is trustworthy and faithful. And let's face it, when a spouse is considered to be repulsive by the one they're married to, it can affect everything, including sexual performance. When we look into that some more, it'll be next week. We're going to delve into this some more. How we choose our partners, what we're really wanting. When we come back, let's look at that something that's somewhat related to that, but not closely. Let's look at teenage pregnancy prevention.